The Ghost of Scarletbeard, Flintlock Bones, Book 3. Written and read by Derek Kielty.
Rumble. Splosh. Creak.
The Black Hound rocks and creaks in Bohemia Harbour as a ferocious sun beats down. Behind the harbour, the bustling town of Bohemia sprawls up the hillside, with its huddled houses and tall, colourful domes. On deck, Captain Long John Watkins is pacing up and down. He is stroking his pointy chin the way he always does when he is fretting about something. Red and I are swabbing the deck, though truth be told, neither of our hearts are much in it. We're worried too.
"You checked the crow's nest for a parrot, young Flynn?"
barks the captain for the umpteenth time this morning. I straighten up, mop in hand.
"I checked 5 minutes ago, Captain, and not so much as a feather."
It has been weeks since we last had a parrot fly in with a new case. The captain says it happens from time to time, which is most unfortunate. Put simply, it means nobody is missing any booty they need us to find and bring back. I can't for the life of me think this is because everything's fine and dandy on the seven seas. Goodness knows, in my time as a cabin boy aboard the Black Hound, I've met more than a few crooks and got into some terrible scrapes. No, I reckon the cases are out there, but we're just not getting to hear about them. I mention this to the captain, and he says I might have a point.
"Supplies are really low," Red groans. "I hear Fish Breath is thinking of putting ship's critters in the grub. Says that pretty soon he's going to be serving weevil waffles and crow's nest soup."
Fish Breath is the ship's cook and has a reputation for using rather inventive ingredients.
"Long as it's not ratatouille,"
I joke, watching a rat scuttle across the deck. Red grins.
"Nah, Fish Breath would never do that. I think he actually likes rats."
Scratch, the ship's cat, darts after the disappearing rat, and I chuckle.
"Fish Breath is just like our Scratch. She can't get enough of him."
I plunge my mop in the bucket. "You're right, though, Red. We need a new case, and quick. Then we can use the reward to buy some much-needed supplies." There is a deep rumble, and I look up at the sky.
"Is that thunder?" I ask.
"No," says Red, pointing to a massive cat-like creature who is sleeping on a pile of ropes.
"That's Mogdrod's tummy.
He's hungry, like the rest of us.
He must be dreaming of his next meal."
Mogdrod is a new member of the crew who joined us with his mistress Grethel the Sea Witch after our last case on the Bog Islands.